When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We did 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored in the last segment talking about the backup quarterback situation, but this will be your official 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. The Dolphins, as I told you, are 1-point favorites over the Niners on Sunday. 4 o'clock game, by the way, 4:25 game, I believe, officially. Here are the predictions from the Sun Sentinel. Dave Hyde in the Sun Sentinel has it Dolphins 24, Niners 20. He says the last home game off a bad day in Houston, playing still for a winning record, the Dolphins have a little more to play for than a San Francisco team with some similar motivational issues. Each offense has struggled as of late. Each season hasn't gone as wanted. The Dolphins can at least give the home crowd a good day. Chris Perkins, Dolphins columnist in the Sun Sentinel, has Dolphins 24, Niners 20. Same exact score that Dave Hyde predicted. Chris Perkins says the Dolphins usually beat sub-500 teams that come to Hard Rock Stadium, and the 49ers qualify. I think long-shot playoff hopes stay alive for another week, but the Niners are also clinging to slim playoff hopes and should be a close game. Miami's defense is playing well, holding Houston to just 181 yards of total offense last week. And then finally, David Fiorones in the Sun Sentinel, he's got Dolphins 23, Niners 20. And he writes, as much of a mess as this season has been for the Dolphins, it has been even worse for Coach Mike McDaniel's former employer, given the even larger expectations they had. One has to wonder what their level of motivation will be on Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium after they looked awful against the Rams last week and have been plagued by injuries. On top of that, Brock Purdy has not produced like he previously has. I'll ask you, Crowder, because I know you're kind of leaning Niners, but Dave Hyde, Perk, David Fiorones, they all have the Dolphins beating the Niners Sunday. What is your prediction?
I think the Niners come out on top. I really do. And it's funny they bring up Kyle Shanahan. When he plays that tree, the Kevin O'Connells, the Kyle Shanahans, the Sean McVays and all, they're kind of the same guy. And I don't know if Mike is the top level of that tree, if he's one of the higher branches or not. And it just scares me. It scares me a lot, the front four of the Niners. Just, and they're a physical team. We're not that physical. It's kind of what Buffalo does to us. They kind of push us around. And I think even with McCaffrey out, they're going to run the hell out. I don't know. Igaron Grando, whatever the boy's name is. They're going to run the ball 35 times. I didn't feel good last week. I don't feel good this week.
Solana, what are you predicting for Sunday?
Here's why I don't feel good. Because every head coach that Mike McDaniel goes up against, that he spent time with in the NFL, that he worked with in the NFL, he worked under in the NFL, they know how to own him. Whether it's Kyle Shanahan, whether it was DeMeco Ryans last week, they own him. And Mike McDaniel, until he gets over that hump, I don't buy it. this is one of those matchups I just don't like. I feel like Kyle Shanahan has a little booklet where he says, Mike McDaniel facing him this week, I know exactly how to beat him.
I am so completely torn on this game because this is a game that they win. This really is a game they win. This is a more quality opponent than some of the, the also-rans that they do beat up on, but home game against a sub-500 team, like Perk wrote. I mean, this is a game that they win.
It scares me with the physical teams because there's some show that my kids watch, and it's like, I don't know, it's one side that they're just, they're sitting in a gutter, chewing on nails, and they're like, hey, we're going to go over there. And the other side is having, like, by my calculations, if we walk up to the alleyway at 14 seconds past them, then we can be able to get an angle. And I think that's the McDaniel thing. Like, he tries to out-scheme in numbers and in yardage differential guys. And the D'Amico Ryans, the Kyle Shanahans know he's going to do it. And they're just like, hey, just punch him in the face a couple times and these calculations will go out the window. And that's why that same thing. I'm kind of on Solana's and I hate, he put me on a kayak twice already.
You guys have been on a kayak together all day.
But I'm with that. Like, I think that guys that know Mike McDaniel personally know that he wants to go by my calculations. This is going to, okay, go slap him a couple times. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.